You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat some drama now. This episode is sponsored by Pillar Social Media. They create, manage, and grow brands on the social web. They've done some great work for me, so I suggest that you check them out. Go to pillarsocialmedia.com. So in today's episode, I'm going to be talking about a rolling stone gathers no moss, but maybe you want some. So I was looking up some quotes about gaining momentum, keep moving. And so I found this quote from Frank Zappa, and it said, "Without deviation from the norm, progress is not possible." And then Victor added a humorous spin, "Even if you fall on your face, you're still moving forward." So my original thoughts about this episode were to encourage forward momentum. Make sure that you're working on something. But then I started reading up on the well-known proverb, "A rolling stone gathers no moss." See, I had assumed that the origin of this proverb was all positive. You know, keep moving, don't be stagnant. But as I read up on it, the original meaning actually had a negative connotation. And it was that if you keep moving, you don't lay down any roots anywhere. You aren't attached. You won't be as prosperous. Ouch. So it got me kind of rethinking. And as I thought more, I realized that some of my clients really do suffer from not enough motion, while others from way too much. Constant motion does bring chaos, and chaos creates drama. So really, it's without intentional and targeted action, you can have turmoil and be busy, but not successful, not really achieving. So if all of your efforts are just scattered and aimless, because you're trying to fill every moment with activity, but you're not paying attention to what you're focusing on. So my new insight for the episode is that, as with all things, it's finding that happy balance. You want momentum in moderation. You know, I've had this magnet stuck to the front of my fridge for years that encourages a goal for raising kids. And I'm sure you've heard it. It's, you know, first you give them roots and then wings. And I think that's what we really need to do for ourselves too. First, we need to create that strong foundation. Find those things that will be a constant in our lives. It might be a location, a vocation, some friendships, a business, core values, rules of engagement for your life, a general focus or target to work towards, and let one or all of those be your roots, but be sure to sprout some wings. So where within the framework of your roots do you need to transform? Where is there opportunity to soar? Where do you need to learn new strategies or transition your way of thinking or being? Where do you need to create a goal and stick to it? Where must you invest some time, energy, or resources? The answer to these questions should be aligned with the roots you've grown, unless it's time for a complete overhaul of life. And that's really beyond the scope of these insights for this episode. You know, they say you can't learn to ride a bike by sitting in a seminar, and that's so true. So if you've been learning some new things aligned with your roots, make a commitment to implement them. So I am going to encourage you, definitely generate some momentum. As a leader or a business owner, where are you creating drama from too much chaos or from being too stagnant? Are you gathering too much moss or not enough? What I'm going to have you think about is, where can you create that goal and then begin to roll? Spend even 15 minutes per day learning something new, and then 15 minutes per day implementing. If you keep learning the new strategies but not using them, it's not really making a difference. So let's get learning and implementing with an intentional focus aligned with your roots and see where those wings can take you. And hey, I've got a free webinar coming up, so check it out. It's called Motivate Your Team Without Losing Your Mind. I don't know if you've ever kind of lost your mind with your team trying to get them to do what you need them to do, but there's going to be some great strategies on that webinar, and it's free. Just head over to defeatthedrama.com and click on the webinar tab to find it. You can register right there. If you've got some current drama challenges going on in your work or your life and you'd like some assistance, go to defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site, and then go to submit your question. I can provide you with some customized solutions on a future episode. If it's a little more private than that, I'm so happy to contact you offline. It doesn't have to be part of the podcast, but just connect with me so I can help you. I truly am on a mission to defeat drama. So go to defeatthedrama.com podcast site, submit your question. You can either record the message or type out your message. Either way. So thanks for joining me. Until next time, make it a great day.